Bismillahirrahmanirrahim, in the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful. Dear brother and sister, salamun alaikum and welcome to a new episode of today's special from IRIB English Radio. Today we're going to speak about taking care of our health, so be with us on Saturday. We are speaking to you, 5th of Zilqa'dah, 1446 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 6th of Ordibehesht 1404 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar and the 13th of May 2025 of the Christian Gregorian calendar.
Ya Allah, Ya Allah, Ya Allah, Ya Allah, Ya سجدة للجبال في ركعة في صلاة نرجو بها إلها نسعى بها لرضا يا الله يا الله عادل في قضائك يا الله يا الله واسع في عطائك.
We listen to chapter At-Talaq verse 3, then come back to the studio. We speak about the important point of this verse.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم ويرزقه من حيث لا يحتسب ومن يتوكل على الله فهو حسبه إن الله بالغ أمره قد جعل الله لكل شيء قدرا.
And will provide for him from where he does not expect. And whoever relies upon Allah, then he is sufficient for him. Indeed, Allah will accomplish his purpose. Allah has already set for everything a decreed extent.
La ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
The blessed verse makes mention of putting one's trust in Allah Almighty, by which it is intended that industrious Muslims are supposed to rely on Him, Allah, and invoke Him, Allah, for being delivered from entanglements. Allah is all aware of man's needs and is most gracious and most compassionate toward him. God Almighty is omnipotent to remove all impediments. Man is supposed to turn away from expectations from creatures and turn toward the Creator.
شكراً يا ربي شكراً هديت قلبي شكراً وارت دربي شكراً شكراً يا ربي
شكراً يا ربي شكراً هديت قلبي شكراً نورت دربي شكراً شكراً يا رب
شكراً يا رب
يا منزل القرآن يا خالق الإنسان يا رب يا رحمن شكراً يا
You're listening to today's special, and as I told you at the beginning of this episode, we're going to speak about taking care of our health. Preserving one's health and body is an obligation. Hence, it is required that one avoids everything that can cause harm to the body and use that which is beneficial. Health is indeed a great favor from Allah for which a believer must be thankful. While speaking on the great favor of good health, the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, and his family said, there are two gifts which many men are unmindful about, good health and leisure. Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, and his family said, a strong believer is better and dearer to Allah than a weak believer.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful. May Allah's peace and blessings be upon the Holy Prophet of Islam, Muhammad, and his purified progeny. Dear brothers and sisters, this is Ali host, and inshallah we shall be having a fruitful discussion on how to take care of our physical body. Taking care of our physical body is good for our mental health. The mind and body interact and influence one another in complex ways. Physical illness can make managing your mental well-being more difficult. Stress, lack of energy, poor sleep, and other problems can also take a toll on how you feel mentally. Why taking care of our body is good for mental health? There are a number of reasons why taking care of our body is good for our mental health. First is that health problems affect functioning. Health problems, even minor ones, can interfere with or even overshadow other aspects of our life. Even relatively minor health issues such as aches, pains, lethargy, and indigestion take a toll on our happiness and stress levels. The second point is that poor health habits can add stress to our life. They also play a role in how well we are able to cope with stress. The stress that comes from poor health is significant. And the third is that poor health interferes with daily living. Health challenges also affect other areas of our life. Health problems can make daily tasks more challenging, create financial stress, and even jeopardize our ability to earn a living.
Reflecting on different Islamic topics, short commentary of the Holy Quran, hadiths of the Infallibles, lessons from the life of the Infallibles, all in today's special from IRIB English Radio.
Now, how to take care of our mental health in Islam? Validate our feelings. Islam recognizes that life is full of challenges and emotional struggles. The Quran states in chapter 2, chapter Al-Baqarah, verse 155, "We will certainly test you with the touch of fear and famine and loss of property, life and crops. Give good news to those who patiently endure." This verse teaches us that it's normal to face difficulties, including emotional challenges, rather than dismissing or suppressing our feelings. It's important to validate them, embrace our emotions fully, and understand that experiencing pain or sadness is a natural part of life. By practicing patience through these trials, we are promised towards spiritual growth. Today's special and exercising. Yes, exercise is an integral part in the life of a Muslim. Fulfilling the obligations requires that Muslims be of sound health and fitness. The daily performance of 5 prayers is in itself a form of exercise, yeah? Its prescribed movements involve all the muscles and joints of the body, and concentration in prayer relieves mental stress. Good health is necessary if one intends to fast the month of Ramadan, and performance of Hajj or pilgrimage to Mecca is an arduous task that requires many days of hard physical effort. Prophet Muhammad advised his followers to work, to be generatic, and to start their day early, all of which are conditions for a healthy body. He said, O God, make the early morning hours blessed for my nation. Sheikh Azhar Nasser.
The Islamic tradition has placed so much emphasis on the wellness of the body that you find throughout history Muslims have always had an interest in the field of medicine and healthcare. In fact, the famous talk show host and comedian David Letterman, he famously said, he spoke about, you know, how many Muslim physicians there are. You know, because in Canada and in the US, we have so many Muslim physicians that if all of them were to leave or to die or whatever, there would be a major crisis in our healthcare system. So David Letterman, he says that I went to my doctor and he told me to face Mecca and cough, which shows you that even non-Muslims are experiencing primary care physicians who are Muslim. Now, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi, being a human being, Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala, the Holy Prophet was a human being. There's no denying that. And being a human being means that he has days of health and he has days of sickness. It is narrated that the Holy Prophet once injured his back. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi asks to see a doctor. There's nothing wrong with seeing a doctor. You know, in some religious traditions, seeing a doctor is seen as being antithetical to the concept of tawakkul. He says, Inna Allah azza wa jal huwa at-tabib. Allah is the doctor. Walakinnaka rajulun rafiq. When the Prophet says to this doctor who's coming to treat him, when he says that God is the healer, you are a compassionate man. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi is highlighting perhaps the most important quality in any healthcare provider is that you have to be compassionate. The beautiful thing, my dear brothers and sisters, about the Islamic tradition is that, you know, as I mentioned, we have a lot of Muslim physicians in the US, in Canada, in Europe. But what we're lacking are Muslim teaching hospitals. Because the Islamic tradition has so much to offer the field of medicine. Islam greatly emphasizes not only the physical condition, but also the emotional state, the emotional well-being.
Dear brother and sister, thank you very much for listening to this episode of today's special from IRIB English Radio. Thank you for your company and we'll leave you in Allah's care. Fi amanillah.
La ilaha illallah, Allahu Rabbi, Muhammad Nabi, Aliyul Imami, Lafata illa Ali, Aliyul Imami. علي إمامي علي إمامي
لا إله إلا الله الله ربي
محمد نبي علي إمامي
لا فتى إلا علي علي إمامي علي إمامي علي إمامي